Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Yolande Franken. She's Miss Multiverse Australia 2016. And we're going to do a fantastic favorite five. Wow! Tonight on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Melanie Cholka, Ms. Royalty International Classic 2014, and you're watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. And now here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hello, everybody. We are live tonight. And we have the beautiful Yolande Franken. She is Miss Multiverse Australia 2016. Hello, Yolande. How are you?
Hi, Tim. Hi, guys.
Fantastic. It's so weird. It's kind of awkward shooting these episodes one after another. But there is another episode out there. Check it out on our website. And we're going to continue talking to you because I feel very honored. Because who I'm talking to was nominated for the Australian of the Year. Can you tell me anything about that?
Yes, so, well, that was probably my proudest moment in life.
Okay.
it's by the Australian government, or I don't actually know who runs it specifically, but it's quite an honor to be nominated, and someone nominates you. I didn't actually know who nominated me. And then they go and investigate and make sure that, you know, you fit the bill. And yeah, and you get a certificate with your nomination. And I think it's because I do a lot of charity work. So that must have been where it comes from.
Well, tell us a little bit about your charity work.
Okay, so I do things for ovarian cancer, which was, it's also the charity of Mrs. Australia. So I'm very proud of that. And then I run a film festival. It's called Cause Film Festival. And all the films that I entered must support a charity or a cause. And then all the money that we make, all the profits go to the charity or the cause of the winning film. So I'm just trying to make, you know, a little bit of a difference and helping people to spread their messages and getting their, you know, because everyone's got something they want to tell the world or something close to their heart. Such as myself with ovarian cancer. And I didn't know how to get this message across to more people. And so that's why I came up with a film festival.
Well, and you're a filmmaker. I looked, you have quite an extensive IMDb page. So you work in front of the camera. Now, did I read it right? Were you actually in one of my favorite movies there, The Kingsman?
Only a little bit, but, you know. To me, that little bit in Kingsman was good.
that was the best movie of that whole year. I was really excited about that. So, what type of filmmaking are you doing?
You know, I do feature films. I work with a production company in Sydney. And, yeah, we do feature films, mostly supernatural or thriller action kind of things.
Well, they're my favorites.
I love that. That's my genre that I like to do.
That opens the door for me to do this next segment. We do a segment called The Fantastic Favorite Five. And because you're a filmmaker, I am going to make all these different types of films and that sort of thing, okay? And what happens is you will name your favorite type of this thing, and then I will come up with a trivia question on it on the fly. And see if you know the answer. That's how it works. Now, notice I am completely at a disadvantage. I cannot do a Google or anything on this. I have to base it completely on thinking that I'm going to know what you're talking about. But I am a bit of a film nerd, so you may have met your match. Here we go with a fantastic favorite five. This is the silliest thing I ever do on the show. So here we go. The first item that I'd like to say is, of course, my beloved horror movies. What's your favorite horror movie?
Oh, see, this is the putting on the spot thing, hey?
Well, this is what we do to pageant girls to see how they react if they crack.
Okay, does haunted house movies count as horror movies?
They do.
Yes, I think, yeah. Okay, Rose Red.
Rose Red, which, okay.
Yes.
I'll make it easy. Is based on what author's work?
Stephen King.
That is correct. Big 1 point for Yolande. Let's write it down. That's probably the last one you're going to get. Okay. I usually lose.
My reputation.
Okay, here we go. The next one is favorite science fiction film.
Oh, so many.
Yeah, you only get to pick
probably
one.
Inception.
Inception? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That one I like. Let's see. No. I have to go with it. Let's go with, I'll make it another easy one. Who is the director of Inception?
I don't know.
Christopher Nolan, that's one for me. That's one for me. Oh, I usually get really nerdy. So, favorite musical?
You know, I don't really do musicals.
Ow.
But, okay, this is, okay, embarrassing. Okay. Grease 2.
Grease 2, which,
yes.
Which famous 80s icon played the female lead in Grease 2?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay, that's two for Yolande. You are now in the lead. Favorite comedy?
Fantastic.
Favorite comedy movie?
Ghost Town.
Ghost Town? Oh,
yes.
That's the one. Okay. All right. I did see this. I'm going to give you the point. I'm not going to come up with a good trivia question. So you have one, but we're going to do one last one anyway. Favorite action movie.
Okay.
Favorite action movie.
Do you know Ghost Town?
That's the one I believe has Greg Kinnear and the British guy from The Office. Oh, my God.
Ricky Gervais.
Is that's the movie, correct?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I knew it, but I couldn't come up with a good question. That was going to be, you were going to smear me on that one. Okay, action movie. Favorite action movie?
Once again, so many, it's just your brain goes like this.
I know.
Probably. Just gone blank now. Wait. No, I don't know. I can't think now of anything.
Okay. Well, the correct answer, of course, is Die Hard. That's always the answer. You won anyway. Congratulations.
Thanks when you're on the spot.
Well, you don't get a prize or anything, but congratulations. You have once again humbled me on my own show, so that's fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a quick look. Oh, we are looking at your very special webpage here that you have, and it looks great. What types of things can we find on YolandeFranken.com?
I use my website as a portal of everything I do, so my pageant things, my acting, producing. So obviously it's not my company website, but I have links to things that I do on there. All my media, publicity, interviews. Yeah, maybe I'll put this interview on there as well.
Well, you won, so yeah, why not? You know, if you lost, then you probably won't. Well, and I also see you have
true.
One whole tab for charity. which is fantastic. Now I see album, that's your photo album, so I'll just pop that open here. And some beautiful photos in here. Everybody should check this out. It's at YolandeFranken.com. You will find a link to this in the show notes, along with a few other links that Yolande sent to us. So we're kind of getting to the end of the interview, and this is where I ask, there's a lot of stuff that you've done throughout the year, appearances, etc. Is there anything that we didn't cover in the interview that you want to make sure our viewers and listeners know about?
I think you were pretty thorough. You did some good research there. But yeah, I think I just want to make sure people know about Miss Multiverse, because it is new, like you've said. Yeah. Not a lot of people know about it, but it is fantastic. And people should definitely make sure they watch it when it comes out. It will be online like anything else afterwards as well. So right. Make sure to check it out.
Now, Yolande, don't you think that they should bring us back next year to go and be a judge? I think the two of us would make excellent judges next year.
I think so. We can ask them about movie questions.
Right.
So many things. I think you and I should definitely go to Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana again. You know, it's all inclusive. So, you know, this is really hard when you're a model. You just eat and eat whatever. But yeah, for that reason, we should go.
Yeah, well, my two chins tell you I do this all the time. No, I think it would be a lot of fun. We would really class up the place, and they really need to get right on that. We'll try to be easy to work with. I'm probably the bigger diva of the two of us, but I'll try to be cooperative, so that'll be fun. So what's your next?
That will be great fun.
What's the next movie we're going to see you in?
To all the directors out there in Hollywood, please, here I am. But mostly I've been focusing on producing the last year and probably the next year ahead as well. So you'll probably see more things that I've produced coming out in the next year or so. I've done Tabernacle 101, which is a supernatural thriller. So you can keep an eye out for that. In terms of acting, nothing coming up. No.
Well, it's still producing. Heck, that's more than I ever do. I'll have to get a headshot out of you, and we'll pass it around at one of the horror movie conventions. I'm sure you'll get lots of activity off of that. So fantastic to get to talk to you this evening, Yolande. It really was a lot of fun. I appreciate you taking the time in the middle of the night to come on to our program. So, why don't we give everybody
thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Sorry?
No, I just need to see that pageant wave one more time. I need to see it so that I can properly
the same one?
It. No, I want your best pageant wave. If that last one was your best pageant wave, I'm a little concerned. So let's get on this here. Let's see your best pageant. Don't roll your eyes at me, young lady. I saw that. Let's see. You are on camera. Well, why do they always think they can get away with this? I don't get it. Give me your best pageant wave there, Yolande.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And that is called the thumb, because that's all we saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're doing that one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Disappointment.
You will never disappoint me, young lady. Fantastic. It was great to get to know you. We want to thank everybody that tuned in live tonight and sent in questions. We want to thank everybody that is going to watch this later as we put it out on pageantcast.com. And Yolande, you are an excellent guest and remarkably awake, which is pretty cool. So thank you so much. Let's say Tierra Dreams together to all of our viewers and listeners. Tierra Dreams, everyone.
Goodbye.
I'm Michelle Heston, Iowa Super Mrs., and you need to visit us at pageantcast.com.